Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with John Sticca of Certified Angus Beef. Back with John in just a moment. Checking in on the Beef Checkoff, joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, you've been successful in working with other beef councils as you promote beef to U.S. consumers.
Yes, Ron. This summer, the Oklahoma Beef Council, in conjunction with other state beef councils, partnered to fund the Western States Initiative. It was a 9-week beef promotional campaign in key Western states, including California. So these six states targeted represented 63 million consumers, or nearly one-fifth of the total U.S. population. The campaign featured entertaining YouTube beef videos and Google search advertising, driving consumers to the Beef It's What's for Dinner website with the goal of inspiring consumers to choose and prepare beef. Consumers in our targeted area were served Beef It's What's for Dinner ads almost 20.4 million times. The YouTube part of the campaign generated more than 12 million video views at a cost per view of a penny.
Learn more about how your beef checkoff was working for you by going to oklabeef.org. Click on Cattleman's Corner. We're talking today with John Sticca with Certified Angus Beef. John, the Angus Association, of course, holding an annual business meeting and doing some things virtual, some things face-to-face, a little bit of a different deal. And I know that 2020 has been a little bit of a different deal for CAB as well.
You know, it really has. I think a lot of folks can define 2020 as kind of a dumpster fire, I think, as a whole. But one of the things, you know, in spite of all the challenges that have come at it, we've really found there's been a lot of things that we can be appreciative of. This last year, we still managed to not have a record year, but we still managed to sell over a billion pounds at 1,175,000,000 pounds. And so we were down about 6%. But all in all, that's a success when we think about where it could have been. You know, we've our food service business, as you might expect, had quite a bit of challenges this year. At the peak of the pandemic, our food service business was off 70%+. You know, our international business was off about 60-64%. But, you know, I think as we've all heard in the news, Ron, retail did a phenomenal business, and our retail business was up about 44% during the height of the pandemic. And so, you know, retail has stayed extremely strong through 2020, and our food service and international business have both recovered to about 70-80% of what it was pre-COVID. And so all in all, we're headed the right direction, and there's a lot of optimism and a demand around quality beef. And so there's been a lot of challenges, but we're optimistic. We're on the mend.
John, one of the positives of this marketing year that's now ended for you, that you're looking at these numbers, the fact that you were able still, even with the fallback on food service, the retail side, you were able to hit that billion pound mark once again. And what, that's about 5 or 6 years you've been able to do that.
Yeah, that's the fifth year in a row that we've been able to exceed a billion pounds in sales. And we have plans here moving forward that we're going to, you know, honestly have maybe the second or at least maybe even the best year in the history of the brand moving forward. We're already off here to our new fiscal year in October. And October is going to end up being probably in excess of 106 to 108 million pounds. And that would put it, Ron, somewhere between the fifth to the tenth best sales month in the history of the brand. And so, you know, that gives us a lot of excitement that hopefully we're going to put the sixth consecutive year over a billion pounds here as we move into 2021.
I know that when you look at the numbers looking forward, in other words, trying to project where you are going, that international component has been more and more important as CAB has matured.
It has, you know, it continues to be an area for growth. I think as we look at, you know, the percent choice in prime in excess of 80% that we're seeing today, we still believe there's a lot of domestic demand for us to continue to put more high quality beef in front of domestic consumers. But obviously, with the growing economy, the growing middle class that we see outside of the U.S., we see that international business as a continued important part of what we are focused on as a brand moving forward. It's part of our business plan. It's part of the industry's long range business plan as well. And we're actually excited here. Just this month, we saw our first 5,000 pounds of certified Angus beef headed over to China. ironically, given COVID and everything, to supply a new partner of ours in the e-commerce segment. And so we're pretty bullish on the international market moving forward.
John Sticca, president of the Certified Angus Beef brand. Many in the cattle industry believe that the CAB truly the gold standard in branded beef programs. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, if you're involved in a value-added program or interested in signing up for one, you need to check out what's available through Superior Video Livestock Auction. Superior has implemented Superior Verified, which allows producers to source and age-verify their cattle through IMI Global. Learn more about Superior's involvement with value-added programs by going to their website, SuperiorLivestock.com. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the value-added market to you. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.